6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by Trace Whittam. Trace is a candidate for the GOP nomination in the 5th Congressional District. Trace, welcome to our studios.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Who is Trace Whittam and what's your background?
Trace Whittam is a candidate for the 5th Congressional District, number one. That's what the listeners need to know today, first off. But my background is actually in film and television, mass communications. Although I have worked in government for 11 years, serving in your Tennessee State Senate with the fine...
As an aide.
As an aide, yes. I was going to say, with the fine chairman of the Finance Ways and Means Committee.
Bo Watson. Yeah, okay. And so where were you born?
I was born in Indianapolis, Indiana. I spent the first 17 years of my life there, and my family moved to Cleveland, Tennessee.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. I was
You're a moccasin.
I am a mockingbird.
I got to say mock.
Mockingbird.
Yeah, they're mocks, not moccasins?
They're mockingbirds, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Got woke.
Oh, they were moccasins and they became mocks?
They were. I think Terrell Owens was a moccasin. I'm a mockingbird.
Well, how about that? I think I'd rather be a moccasin. A little more dangerous, but that's okay. So the Chattanooga, I learned something. So then you worked in broadcasting and you've been a state senate aide for a while. I want to get right to the point here about you appear to be the most vocal candidate defending the honor of the state of Tennessee against Senator Lindsey Graham. We have a whole long story up at the Tennessee Star. The headline of the story is the real story of how the Tennessee GOP followed the party's bylaws to disqualify three candidates from the Tennessee 5 primary ballot. Those disqualified were Robbie Starbuck, Morgan Ortegas, and Baxter Lee. We've documented in detail how they followed the letter of the law and the bylaw to the T. Senator Graham, who backed Morgan Ortegas, didn't like it and had some very, I'll let you describe what you think these words are. He said, quote, 17 people who are tools of parochial interest disenfranchised Tennessee voters. This type of good old politics and corruption needs to end in the Republican Party. Do you have a message for Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina?
Yeah, I guess more of it's kind of a question. Senator Graham, what have you done for South Carolina today? Because I believe that is your jurisdiction. That is your area that you should be focused on. You leave Tennessee to Tennesseans, and we'll choose our own volunteers.
Yeah, he calls this corruption. He said, quote, if you are looking for Exhibit A of political corruption and good old boy politics, you need to look no further than TN5. He doesn't have any evidence to support those charges. How would you describe those kind of charges from the senator from South Carolina?
Well, I think what you do is you deflect, right? You don't want people to look at what you're doing, so you talk about other people. The truth is, you know, you got a lot of people in politics like Senator Graham, who obviously is out here recruiting people. Senator Graham, I'm guessing, didn't read the rules of our party bylaws. He was just making statements. You know, and quite frankly, I empathize with the folks that he put in the middle of this. I mean, obviously nobody read the rules or the bylaws or we wouldn't even be in this situation. And so what you do is you get people to distract and get people to do things that, quite frankly, if they would have just read the rules up front, they would have had a better understanding. But the U.S. Senate doesn't care. I mean, they're obviously distracting people. You know, I'm a big 17th Amendment guy. And so I personally think that should be repealed and restored.
Tell everybody what the 17th Amendment is and why it should be repealed.
The 17th Amendment is when the U.S. Senate decided that they could explain to people that populist vote should control the U.S. Senate, which, you know, there's a balance of power argument here. The United States House, which I'm running for, is the populace. That's the people. The Senate used to be representative of the state capitals and your state legislatures. And in the early 1900s, they changed it to where they said, no, it should run just like Congress. So now you have a bunch of glorified congressmen who act like governors.
1 minute.
And get involved in things that they shouldn't. And so I think we've just really seen where we say Washington's broken, I think it broke right there at the U.S. Senate.
Well, that's very interesting. And also, you have a little experience with the bylaws. You were elected chairman of the Davidson County Republican Party back, 2017? And they looked at the bylaws and claimed that you didn't meet the standards to be a state executive committee or county chairman. What happened?
Yeah, I still refute that. I voted in all my elections. But
what was the claim, though?
The claim was you had to vote in four elections, and they said I had three of four elections. And at the time, as I was a state Senate aide, I did do a mail-in ballot to Bradley County, and they didn't find the vote. So I had three of four, and they said that wasn't enough to be a party chairman. Now, again, one thing that's different about me is I won by ballot six times. They kept trying to take the vote and take the vote and take the vote, and I kept winning. And so the party said, you won.
When we come back, Trace Whittem, candidate for the GOP nomination in the 5th Congressional District. I don't know if you know about this, Trace, but we have a little game for all our congressional candidates. It's called Taking the 5th. We're going to ask you like seven questions about, you know, if you're running for the 5th, you probably ought to know. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Back after this.